time or two over. The last week in May, the visit with Miss Bessie, she came up just before dark to talk a little bit. I'd stopped on the porch. The visit with Miss Bessie, this channel two over, the last week in May. Channel two over, and this Miss Bessie, just before dark, this last week in May, she came up to talk a little bit. In that old village manor, Miss Bessie, channel two over, just half a side. This last week in May, she came up just before dark. That's not quite enough light, is it?
See where you put his chicken scratch?
No. Now that'll keep the bugs out of it, Miss Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, see, I just use it for that station up there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll just take one of these out there and leave it on the ground.
You do?
Yeah, and then I go out there and take the top off of it and put a little bit in. And that way I don't have to... It's right there all the time.
You'd rather have a little sherbet than any ice cream?
Don't make a difference.
I've got some chocolate ice cream.
Don't make a difference.
I won't last long.
Can't give you any cake. It's got salt in it.
I don't want any cake.
You got salt in it?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of salt?
Georgia salt she can't have.
Oh. Oh, I see. Oh, you do put salt in cake, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do.
Say?
Yeah.
You told me that dog was mean.
Well, he's got nicer, your dog.
So you mean?
He used to bark and wouldn't pay any attention to me.
He'd bark at you because he didn't know you.
He's nice.
Well, I thought the impression I got, Miss Bessie, was he was ill-tempered.
Mm-mm. He was a puppy, not a kid. Not an ill-tempered kid. He got to get grown up to be mean.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a puppy.
Well, he just wanted to come in and play.
Yeah, that's all.
And I was so surprised.
That's the first time I saw him want to play.
But now he does that, he tears up everything.
Yeah, it gets his mouth on him.
Yeah. He had that newspaper all over the back porch.
put paper out there for him, and he just tear it up.
There was a time he wouldn't go down the steps.
Mm-mm. He'd go down now, though. I need a back door open for him to go down.
Yeah. He look around?
Do he look around? Sure, he'd get out there in the yard and go all around the fence.
What do you know about that, Faye?
He'll be a smart dog.
He's already smart. I didn't know he was going to be so smart.
He could be smarter than that. Because he's just a puppy.
Now, but he got to watch out for that rooster.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. He's afraid of the rooster?
Well, in a way, he runs after the rooster, and the rooster runs him.
He starts it?
The rooster runs him, and he runs the rooster.
Yeah.
He watched it. Nettie was sitting on the porch, and he come to the porch and laid down. She said, "Cousin Bessie," said he, laying here, looking at the rooster, said, "Get the rooster, gonna get after him." As rooster come toward him, he get up. Yeah, he get up and get out the way.
And the goose don't bother him.
No, he get after the goose sometime. He run the goose.
Yeah.
But the goose, when the goose don't run, he just stand and look at him.
Yeah.
I guess he say, "Why don't you run?"
Yeah. See? I saw some of them chimney swifts down there. And I didn't know whether they belonged down there or not.
Where?
Down at your house.
What?
Them chimney sweeps.
Chimney sweepers? No, they don't belong down there. They're just flying around looking for chimney.
They've never been in your chimney?
Hmm.
They don't build in your chimney?
Well, now, I meant them little birds that you said.
Little blackbirds?
Yes.
Why don't you come on? They ain't looking for, they're flying around.
Yeah.
Till it get real dark, and then they go in the chimney. But they don't get in my chimney. They used to, but I used to run them out.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of you said got up there in that lamp.
Not them. Not the them. The sparrows.
Oh.
The sparrow birds. They get in there and roost in there.
Yeah.
And they hatch in there too.
Yeah. Right there in that big light, see?
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm. The sparrows.
You know where them swifts live?
What, chimney sweeps?
Yeah.
It was in the chimney.
Whose chimney?
I don't know.
Mine. They live up here.
They do.
Yes. I got Timmy Phillips.
You can hear them at night?
Oh, yes. I love to hear.
I used to run them out.
A lot of company.
The other corner where they make holes in your chimney, though.
I don't use it.
I don't want to say they make any holes in there.
I don't care. I don't use it. Just let them make a hole.
But someday you might want to use it and you can't use it. You have to have somebody to fix it.
I like that. I like them little sugars.
They're awful cunning. They're hatching there too.
Yeah. Now, sir, we have had one season, Faye. We have had one season.
Don't see nothing about it. If they go to the moon one more time, I don't know what it'll be.
Yeah. What did they try to do, Miss Bessie? Break off a piece of the moon or what?
Well, that's what they say they're going to do. Get a piece of, cut off piece of the moon. And bring it back to Earth. It'll be a day when they do it. They won't cut no more. Cause the moon ain't bothering them.
Oh, they can't leave anything alone.
Mm-mm.
If they can get to it.
People is going crazy these days.
Yeah.
That's all. They're just crazy.
Just plumb crazy. Now, you never thought you'd live to see anything like that.
Mm-mm. I have seen two dark moons. I live to see that. I saw one in eclipse with the sun. Well, I don't know how old I was about. Must have been 8 or 9 years old. I might have been older, you see, when that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the eclipse of the moon. And then took it.
Yeah.
That was some pretty sight. It was beautiful. The moon looked like it just come up out of the water, just like that. But it was so pretty.
And you couldn't forget that.
Mm-mm. And I've seen the eclipse of the moon and the sun. It's as dark as it is out there now.
Yeah. Here it's just about dark. It's getting about dark.
And if people were hollering, they were hollering because they didn't know what it was going to be, you see.
Uh-huh.
and the cows come up. They come up now. Cows out there. Come up to dark out there. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what that was. And they were lowing, the cows were, you know. Mm-hmm. When the chicken went to roost. Yeah, got on the roost, the old roost went crowing. Thought it was daylight, you know. And that was an awful day that day when the moon was in, the sun was in eclipse. It was awful. And we went up on a hill, a big hill, and had smoked glass looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
lot,
yes.
Yeah, a lot of children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of children went up there and were looking at it. They were scared. But it turned cool just like it is now.
Oh, yes.
You must have been a good sized boy then, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Be right scary.
That's right. People was in the field, and when it come over, and they were hollering and going on, you know, was scared, you know. You know what it was?
Mm-hmm. Strange things happen.
That's right.
Well, you see, when people was out in the field, Miss Bessie, they could see all those things.
Oh, yes, they could see it. They could see it plain.
Yes.
Because they had gone to work that morning, and you could see the shadow coming. You know, you could tell something was wrong. It would come over just like a cloud, you know, coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And make a dark shadow.
Oh, really?
Yes, it made a dark shadow.
Yeah, you could just see it coming.
Yeah, you could see it.
Gee whiz.
Then I saw Harry Starr with the tail.
Oh, you did?
You see that?
No. You saw it?
Yes, I saw it. It when it would rise, it rises up and kind of where you could see it, the tail behind, you know. And people are so foolish that the tail is going to drag the earth, you see. So, and they were scared of that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I would be too.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't realize that, though.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. That you know, the way it looked like it could just drag the earth. I didn't. I never seen it, see, and I didn't realize that.
You could see its tail.
Yes, ma'am.
Gee whiz. Now you see, Miss Bessie, this chick scratch, I see one of these will last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put much out there.
For the birds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just put a little out there. So that'll last a long time. But I see I got all this.
Yeah, the little birds don't eat very much, you see.
No. They'd eat more if I put it out, right? I just don't put out much.
I better go because it's getting dark.
Yeah, it is.
Well, let me wait just a minute, Mr. Benson. Now, let me see if anything I need to ask you about. While we're here, you got all those roses blooming.
Huh?
You got all them roses blooming now.
Roses?
Yeah.
Well, I just got them out and I don't bother with them. Just come.
One right behind you there on the porch.
Well, that's all. I do take care of that one. And then two over there. I keep them working. And the man said put Epsom salt on them. They put about a gallon and a cup of Epsom salt water.
I never heard of that.
It come from the university.
All right.
They put a cup of Epsom salt and a gallon of water to the rose. And that makes them bloom. And makes them grow pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Now the prettiest one is out there by the fence. The prettiest one is out there by the fence.
Yeah.
That running rose, that red running rose.
Mm-hmm. Now you can get a piece of that because that's easy to live.
Where'd you try to get the, what'd she say, the kraut? The,
Kraut, yeah, where'd you
sauerkraut.
Try?
Sauerkraut.
Where'd you try to get sauerkraut?
See if you got any in there.
Let me see if I'm running.
Where'd you look for that, Miss Betty?
I heard a man say it on television.
Do you shop in town?
Anywhere I go.
You buy some in town?
I guess every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, now you don't have to go for your stamps.
No. Mm-mm.
But if you buy it, you gotta go.
Yeah, I buy sometimes. You see, I don't get to town often, you see.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You buy it, do you still trade the most over at Mr. Thrash's?
No. But I just get some things from him, you know.
Well, he about as good as any, isn't he?
Yeah, he about cheaper than that one.
None of them cheap anymore, are they?
No.
Everything going up so fast, I don't know what anybody going to do.
I don't know either.
What happened to JR since you've been?
Yeah, since I've been sick.
Under the weather, yes.
Doris takes care of him.
Oh, she does.
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't able to cook for him food, JR. I told him he come at it yesterday, and I told him I wasn't able to. Food with him. So Doris take and fix his meals down there.
Well, he don't come often.
He come every evening.
Why, he goes Every evening?
He come every evening when he work.
Oh, when he work. Well, he don't work every day.
No.
Faye, can't you find it?
He wake every dinner in the watermelon.
We'll find some.
Yeah, I'll find some for him.
Yeah.
You don't like to be away after dark.
No.
Somebody come.
I don't know whether to do enough, but I just don't want to be able to adopt and got to go in the house by myself.
Well, yeah, you won't have to go in the house for yourself tonight.
Yeah, but I get on over there and get it, see what's going on.
See, Faye'll go in with you. I'll go in with you.
We're going to bed. Well, we'll get you some crap.
All right.
Miss Betsy, we enjoyed that little visit.
Yeah, we just glad you could have a bit.
Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Bessie this last week in June. This is Channel 2 over around 5:25. Channel 2 over around 5:25, and the end of the visit with Miss Bessie about dark. This last week in May. The last week in May, the visit with Miss Bessie, she came up for just a little while, and she had some sherbet, and she talked so nice down there. And she came on up, but she's scared to go back by herself. Faye had to go with her and look behind all the doors. Channel 2 over around 5:25, the end of visit Miss Bessie this last week in May, about dark. She came up to talk a little bit. This Miss Bessie, the end of the visit Miss Bessie, Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over.